Police and firefighters continue to sift through the last two piles of debris at the site of the World Trade Center. Once those are gone, the gaping hole in Lower Manhattan will become a construction site. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports from New York.
The view from the top of what's called the pit betrays one's sense of proportion. The toy-sized earth movers can't really be that small. And the two remaining piles of debris look about the size of pitcher's mounds, until you focus on the miniature people working on them. It turns out those piles are about 30 feet high, and if any more bodies are to be recovered, they'll be found there. It's all dwarfed by the 10-acre pit, which is 70 feet deep and the length of 3.5 football fields. Peter Rinaldi, an engineer for the Port Authority, has been managing the structural side of the recovery effort.
We look at it today and look at the site, and it looks more like a construction site today, but back in October and November and December, in those days, it was anything but. It was really a recovery site, and the logistics of what was going on with burning piles of debris was like something we've never faced before.
Engineers believe no structure has ever burned for so long. And the four-story mass of twisted steel and concrete was unstable. Then Rinaldi's team realized the debris was holding up the 70-foot basement wall. So they had to secure the wall without moving the mountain of twisted steel holding it up. Lieutenant John Ryan, commander of the recovery for the Port Authority Police, says the engineers played a crucial role. Many a time, the rescue workers would be told to stop. But before frustration bubbled over, Ryan says the engineers would patiently explain why the debris pile had become unsafe.
A lot of the recoveries wouldn't have been accomplished, which brought peace to the families, if it wasn't for these people. And, they'll forever be in our gratitude.
For the neighbors whose apartments face the pit, the transformation of the site into a construction zone also brings welcome relief. Tony Ricci lives just to the west. He can walk across a rooftop courtyard outside his apartment to a corner with a view.
You start to focus a little bit more on what is to come versus, obviously, what was there. You can't help but look upward and picture both towers. So the transition is beneficial because we look forward now instead of back.
The recovery of remains is expected to finish in June, if not sooner. Then the uniformed officers will depart, and the site will be left to the engineers and construction workers. The first order of business, Rinaldi says, will be to restore a crucial portion of the city's subway system. By the time the tunnels and tracks are completed, it's hoped the contentious decision about what to build on the site will be made. And then, the future of Lower Manhattan can begin to take shape. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.